Joseph Lindsley is in Lviv today. Joseph, hello to you. And we're getting word here that President Zelensky is saying that there are dangerous provocations now at the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear plant. I guess in his video address he gave last night, he said that invading forces are plotting dangerous provocations involving the facility. What are you hearing there?
Well, Bob, good afternoon. Actually, I'm in Kyiv today. I took the train overnight to the capital. And just a quick note on yesterday, you know, the 4th of July, people were happy to commemorate that day here, you know, to honor the great support of Americans. And so I was on a rooftop terrace of an apartment owned by an American volunteer, actually from Chicago. And there were a group of Brits and Americans and Ukrainians and Estonians gathered to honor the day. And so it was nice to have that touch of home. And, you know, Lviv is it's a very different city from Kyiv. It's like a giant park, cobbled streets. Kyiv is a, you know, major city, the seventh biggest city in Europe, majestic boulevards, fast moving. And so that's where I am today. And as I speak right now, there are strategic Russian bombers maneuvering far away over the Caspian Sea. Each one can shoot 6 to 12 cruise missiles. And we have some channels are saying that there is a likely launch of these missiles. But earlier today, there was a simulated launch, which the Russians do to try to confuse Ukraine. So we're kind of waiting now. There's no air alarm here in Kyiv. There is in the eastern part of the country. But as we look at this, the nuclear question at the Zaporizhia power plant, you know, that's far to the south of here. And I think one of the most telling images there, a reporter from The Guardian in the UK, Luke Harding, he reported what President Zelensky said, that there are reports that there are devices, explosive devices on top of the reactors. But as the Guardian reporter was there, he's actually down there in Zaporizhia. He's standing on the Ukrainian controlled shore, and you can, you know, that's about 5 miles from the nuclear reactors. I've been on that very shore. I've reported to you live from that place, and it's very telling because what used to be a reservoir is mudflats. I mean, it was almost like an inland sea, and it's totally, it looks like a desert, and that's a reminder of what the Russians did downriver, you know, just a few weeks ago when they blew up the Novokakhovka Dam. And, you know, that water is meant, part of the reason why there was a reservoir there was to help with the cooling of the nuclear reactors. And so we can already see, just looking at that image, how the Russians have been very reckless, and how the next, you know, they keep trying to scare everyone. And the next thing seems to be this nuclear power plant. And it's very important. I think this has got a little bit missed in the headlines and stories today, but President Zelensky very clearly said that he didn't say that the Russians are going to blow up the plant yet. He said that they've set it up so it would look like Ukrainians were firing from Ukrainian-controlled side of that former reservoir toward the nuclear plant, which is, you know, if that happened, if Russia could blame Ukraine for trying to attack the plant, then they could use that as a pretext to do something worse. And so it's thought that this is the strategy of Russia. You know, there's a few things to consider. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is not Chernobyl. You know, the Ukrainian engineers and engineers from all over the world learned the lessons of Chernobyl. And so Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is very protected. The reactors are, you have multiple encasings, and it would be very difficult, it seems, to call. I mean, some scientists say that, you know, it would be very difficult to make a major disaster there. We don't know for sure, but I think we have to just reemphasize that what Ukraine is saying is that not that Russia is going to blow this up right now, but they're going to start by making it look like Ukraine is acting recklessly.
I was surprised to see the story today, Joseph, I guess out of the Kremlin, claiming that air defenses foiled Kyiv's attack on Moscow. 5 Ukrainian drones allegedly targeted the Russian capital. Is this an accurate report? Do you think that really happened? I'd be surprised if it did. They're not attacking Moscow, are they?
Yeah, well, as always, you know, it's extremely difficult to know, you know, any information that comes out of Russia. Any drones that Ukraine did try to send there, you know, I mean, they have to travel quite a distance, pretty deep. I mean, you know, considering the size of Russia, not that deep into Russia, but these drones would have to go pretty far. And what does Ukraine gain from that? You know, I mean, are they just poking Moscow? It's hard to know. I mean, it's possible. You know, there have been, as we've heard, you know, in the past months, soldiers on the ground, whether Ukrainians or Russian fighters siding with Ukraine and Polish fighters making incursions into Russia near the border. But really there have been hard, and I think it's people might forget this, but Ukraine has barely attacked anything on Russian soil. There have been a few, and actually Ukraine has never claimed that it has attacked anything on Russian soil, but you know, Russian air bases never get attacked. They only attack. And if you look at, it's hard to know as always, you know, but what would Ukraine stand to gain from this? Hmm. And that's why when we look again at the nuclear plants question, you know, some people still question what, you know, who blew up the Novokakhovka dam. But just look at how that has strained, you know, right when Ukraine was beginning the counteroffensive, that catastrophe strained Ukraine's resources significantly. I mean, you know, as I said, you know, everyone I know had to react in some way to help people who were suffering as a result of that. And so, you know, why would Ukraine want to inflict such damage on its society when right now they need everything they can muster to stand up to the Russians? Furthermore, the, you know, Russian, because Russia has not been attacked, its air defense systems, you know, are you could say healthy. And so it's strange that these drones would be able to get that close to Moscow. It just doesn't seem like it doesn't make sense to me.
I marvel at how you travel around the country there. Is it still relatively easy for you to go as you just did from Lviv to Kyiv?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone is so polite. The train staff are wonderful. You know, you get your own room on the train. It's very nice sleep because you don't have cell service, so you don't know if there's any alarms. Hmm. You can kind of forget about everything for a while. And they serve you a nice, you know, coffee and tea. And, you know, my train was very unusual today. It was 2 minutes late. That never happens. Hmm. They're always on time, even in the war. And I think, you know, some people in some Ukrainian media are warning people, don't get complacent, because, you know, when everything works, you know, so nicely, you can get your craft coffee in Kyiv or Kharkiv. But they're saying, you know, don't get complacent because, you know, this is still very hellish and difficult. And I wanted to share with you some words from Ukrainian friends, a team that we work with to help get supplies to soldiers. Yesterday, they said, "Happy Independence Day. May your day be as bright as the stars and stripes and as joyous as the Ukrainian spirit." Mm. And that's sort of in keeping with all the messages I heard yesterday. And Bob, last thing, you know, Saturday will be 500 days of this full-scale invasion. And so we welcome, if you go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, we welcome any support to help us keep going in this. And I also spoke on a very popular podcast run by a British military historian, Battleground Ukraine. And you can find that at UkrainianFreedomNews.com.
I'm sure our listeners will go there, UkrainianFreedomNews.com. Joe, I'm glad you got to have a bit of a holiday atmosphere. And we'll talk tomorrow. Be well.
I had a burger and a beer, so yeah, until tomorrow, Bob.
That a boy. Okay, take care.
Thanks.